We all have days when we're feeling good about ourselves, when we feel worthy and loved and perfect just the way we are. And then there are days when we feel less than good enough, less than worthy, less than what we think we should be. Although it's part of the human experience for many of us to feel less than, it's a false narrative we tell ourselves. The truth is, we are whole just as we are. Feelings of less than live in the realm of comparison, and comparing our personal selves with others, with what others have, or what others look like, or what others have achieved, is a zero-sum game. You can't win when you compare yourself to others whom you think do more, have more, or appear to be better than you in some way, more complete than you. It's okay to strive to be like another person whom you admire, but where trouble comes in is when you start feeling less than that other person, or when you wish you were someone else, or born under different circumstances. We all walk our own unique path in life. We're each equipped with our own unique abilities, our own unique tools, and our own unique circumstances. Where we're all alike is that we are all born into wholeness. That is, we come from a divine creator who loves us equally, who knows our potential, who, though we might stumble, has created our uniqueness to be celebrated, not to be compared with others, or to be seen as less than. None of us were created less than anyone else. Now let's begin our meditation in feeling that wholeness we were born with. I'm going to walk you through a visualization exercise where you will use your power of imagination to cultivate a sense of your wholeness. Find a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. First, let's do some deep breathing. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Let's do that again. A deep breath in. And let it out. And one more time. A deep breath in. And let it out. Now bring to mind the image of a newborn baby and gather that baby in your loving arms, cradling them with tenderness and awe. Gaze into that baby's eyes. The baby could be sleeping or have the eyes open. The baby could be smiling at you. Just get a good look at this beautiful newborn. Get a sense for the presence, this new life in your arms. Now imagine this newborn baby is you, your future self. You as an adult are cradling this baby, this new you, just born into the world. Look at your chubby limbs, your fingers, your toes, however many you have. Look at your beautiful face, your nose, your mouth, your shining eyes. The eyes are so full of wonder, of magic almost. And even though this baby you is new to the world, without experiences yet, this baby has a message for you, a message from the divine creator, the universal oneness. The message is, you are perfect as you are. You are a gift. You are whole. This is your birthright. No one else is like you. You and everyone you encounter in your life are gifts to be honored, respected, and loved. Cradle this precious baby, this precious you. Feel the sacredness of this brand new life given to you to care for, to nurture, to teach about love and wholeness. How could this tiny person ever be less than good enough, ever be less than whole? It's not possible. For the next 5 minutes, continue holding your newborn self, this precious gift of life, wholeness personified. There is nothing to change. There is nothing to compare. Continue gazing at this newborn in wonder and awe and with love, and I will sound the chimes when it's time to come back. Coming back now, scan your body from your toes up through to your head. Loosen any tension you might be feeling right now. Relax and breathe into it. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. And again, a deep breath in. And let it out. Now slowly open your eyes and move your limbs in any way that feels comfortable. Feel and accept your wholeness. Know that you are whole. Thank yourself for being here and for taking care of yourself. May you know in your heart that you are whole as you are now.